Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Father, tonight, indeed, if you are going to think about greatness, you are the only one that we can compare greatness to. For great are you, Lord, tonight. You are greatly to be praised. And therefore, with a grateful heart, with a grateful heart, we lift up our hands in your presence tonight. We declare that, Lord, you reign. Thank you for 365 days, in months and in weeks, in hours, in days and in seconds, the Lord you gave to us freely. We are not going to be ungrateful, Lord, to stay in our corners on a day like this and think that we are alive because we were stronger. If we are alive, it is only by your grace. Tonight, even as we stay in your presence until we enter 2017, I pray, Lord, you will reveal your greatness to us. Minister to us, oh God. Let this night not be the only night we will come into your presence for the next 365 days. Affect lives tonight, oh God. Change lives tonight, oh God. Establish hearts tonight, oh God. Let our lives never be the same again. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wow. I want to talk about greatness tonight. Greatness. 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 2017 has been declared by our bishop as the year of greatness. Are you excited about greatness? Greater things are ahead of us in 2017. And when I heard the team, I said to myself, you know, 2015 we were, there was a prophecy over us when Bishop came around. That we should expect great things. So we have gone on a marathon. The rest of 2015, 2016, and now 2017, we are going to enjoy great things as well. Are you not excited about that? All right, so greatness. Dictionary. If you have a dictionary, you can read with me. The dictionary defines greatness. Prince, do you have your dictionary? The dictionary defines greatness as unusually large. Next year, you are going to be unusually large. Everything concerning you is going to be unusually large. Yeah. Greatness means large in number, numerous. Everything concerning you that has not been numerous in 2016 is going to turn into numerous in 2017. It also means considerable in degree. When something is great, or when you talk about God as a great God, you talk about being considerable in degree, in power, and in intensity. And nothing can be compared to the greatness of our God. When you talk about greatness, you are talking about something that is wonderful, something that is very good, something that is in an extreme or notable degree. Your life is going to be in an extreme or notable degree in 2017. Greatness means it's something that's notable, something that is remarkable, something that is exceptionally outstanding. You are going to be exceptionally outstanding in 2017. Hallelujah. No, you should receive it. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. I said the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible says, the day that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So, it is what is said that makes a major difference. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Greatness is your portion in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's why we shout like that. Because we have come to understand that when a man of God or the servant of God says something good, hey, Charlie, are we not all born to want to be great? When I was small, when you are younger, you always want to be somebody of a certain caliber, isn't it? I'm sure many of us, when we were younger, when we were asked the question, what do you want to become when you grow? Many people said doctor. Some people said liar or lawyer. Some people said engineer. Nobody said... I don't think anybody who was young ever said you were going to be building tombs at La Repentance Cemetery. Or that you were going to work with a company called Sivons. Even though working with Sivons is not bad, I don't think you ever thought that you would work with Sivons. When I was growing up and I was asked, what are you going to be? I said, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. Who doesn't want to be great in this life? But you see, we are going to learn how greatness comes. You see, because you have to understand that. You have to understand how things come into our lives. Are you with me? So we are still defining greatness. Greatness means something important, something highly significant, or something that is famous or distinguished. Hey, the distinguished gentleman is here. I said, you shall be referred to as a distinguished gentleman. You shall be referred to as a distinguished lady. Let me tell you, I have a cousin. And that cousin, because of who he is, anytime he visits any of my family, people start locking their doors. No, that is not significant. That is not a sign of being highly significant or important. If you are important, people leave their doors open. In fact, when you are important, people leave things with you. I remember one time I had the privilege to travel with the bishop, the founder of our church, and you know, we were somewhere, and you know, I realized that when he needed something, there was one of our pastors who will go and buy for him, and He wasn't carrying money. The pastor was the one who was carrying his money for him. Hey, you shall carry somebody's money for him in 2017. It's true. Because it's not everybody who you can give your money to. Because if you make the mistake to give your money to somebody, you shouldn't give it to. Sticky bandit. Greatness means of high rank, official position, or social standing. Yeah, some of us, people don't respect you. But it has changed in 2017. People will look at you and they'll respect you. Because the God you and I serve is a great God. Greatness comes from God. It is God who makes somebody great. It is God who can make you great. Nobody can make you great but God Almighty. That's how we sang that song. It's greatly to be praised. Greatness means of extraordinary powers. Of extraordinary powers. Your power is increasing from ordinary to extraordinary in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. We have about half an hour. So let me go into the word of God. Don't be in a hurry to go. We have
we have an oil session also.
Right? Did you bring your oil? Hey, Gerald, where's my oil? I have my oil. If you didn't bring oil, you are going to make something very great. Otherwise, you have to hold your neighbor's oil and say, hey, it's you and me's oil. I hope they will agree. Yeah.
The Bible says that thou anointest my head with oil and then my cup. You see, it is your cup can only run over when your head is anointed with oil.
After the preaching and the offering and everything, but before we leave, we are going to be oiled for greatness in 2017. If you didn't bring oil, maybe you can open your palm or something and somebody can pour some oil in it for you. Or maybe a little drop. That is good to have the bottle so that every day of 2017, if it will last, you use it. Whenever you see it, you should remember greatness. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. I wish you would have brought a 5-gallon olive oil or cooking oil. Doesn't matter. Oil is oil. Bible says in Luke chapter 1 and verse 10. The Bible says that, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him, that's Zechariah, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. As much as we want to see great things, sometimes when you see an angel, you can easily be afraid. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. Your prayers are going to be heard in 2017. Any demon, any darkness, any principality that holds your prayer, that principality has been removed and has been destroyed over your life. In the name of Jesus. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great. For he shall be great. For he shall be great. For he shall be great.
To become extraordinary is something that God gives. Yeah. It is possible to be great. I said it is possible to be great. Because as God, opened the womb of Elizabeth, God announced to Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, that the child that was going to come, God himself was going to make him great. There are great people in the Bible. So shall you also be. You are also a Bible character. In the name of Jesus. He said, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Now, there's a little twist here where sometimes people are great, but not in the sight of God. You see, some people are great only for 4 or 5 years. And after that, when you see them, you wonder, is this guy who used to drive a very big Prado? Now they are walking in the rain with an umbrella. So greatness is greatness indeed when it is in the sight of God. The greatness that God gives. You see, man can give you something. Human beings are very funny, you know. If you ever depend on the things that a man can give you and make you great, you will not last. You should rather desire to receive the greatness that only comes from God. Yeah. Because in this, if God makes you great, then you are great indeed. I said, when God makes you great, then you are great indeed. It means that when God makes you great, no matter where you are, no matter how the position you are, when God has made you great, you become great indeed. The Bible says, John the Baptist, even though when he was born, God came and he said to his parents that he was going to be great. When he became of age, people knew it. Yeah, he challenged kings. He was a wild preacher. Everybody knew him. Everybody knew John the Baptist. You will know John the Baptist because God said he was going to be great. Hallelujah. If we jump to verse 20. Let's go to verse 26. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee called or named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. It's good to be a virgin, you know. I said it's good to be a virgin. Whether you're male or female, it is good to be a virgin. I can't see it with my eyes open, so I have to close my eyes and see. It is good to be a virgin. I said, it is good to be a virgin. Let me close my eyes so that I can say it well. I said, it is good to be a virgin. Because Mary was not chosen. Mary, if Mary was not a virgin, she wouldn't have been chosen. Yeah. So don't disregard or don't disrespect virginity. In the sight of God, virginity is very, very important. Don't let no cockroach girl or boy take away your virginity. Yeah. Don't let ugly people like Vibes Cartel make you lose your virginity. He wished he had his virginity himself. So since he doesn't have it, he wants everybody to also follow what he has done. He said, that's what the devil is doing. What the devil does is because God threw him away from heaven and God has told him that his place is going to be in the lake of fire, he wants to go with people. That's the whole plan. Satan does not want to be destroyed alone. So his plan is to be destroyed with somebody. It shall not be you in the name of Jesus. So don't let people bring up songs about virginity and things and you singing and you dancing with it. The Bible says in verse 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast her mind what manner of salutation should this be. Because people will say, what's going on? Morning. Morning, good morning, good night. So this kind of salutation was strange to Mary. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You shall find favor. We shall find favor with God. He said, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32 says, he shall be great. I want you to believe, I want you to understand that greatness is in the Bible also. Do not believe and follow people who make you think that when you become a Christian, you don't become great. You see, it has been twisted in a certain sense that people who don't come to church feel that they are probably even better than those of us who come to church. No, but those of us who come to church, God has made us great. And there's an opportunity to become great. Because our greatness is the proper greatness. You know how there's counterfeit and there's real money, there's no real money. Our money is real. If you take it, you look it through the ultraviolet light, you see that it's real. There's a parrot is inside. Pastor Geek knows that there's a parrot inside. Well, you got a cambio or something. He shall be great. God is a great God. And if you don't want to be great, I don't think you'll be here. Everybody wants to be great. That's how come people even migrate. People who migrate, it's not because they want to go on holiday. If they wanted to go on holiday, they would have returned after 1 week. Because after 1 week, you realize that nobody can get time with you. And you can't sustain your life abroad. So you will come back. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 16, let me show you a scripture there. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 16. It's a year of greatness. You are going to be great. Bible says, And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. Verse 17. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You see, you might not know, but there are small people and there are great people. You may not understand that there's a particular group of people or a particular family that is not spending the new year here in Guyana. They just bought a ticket for all 5 or 6 of the members of the family and they went abroad. They are coming 2nd or 3rd January. Just a few days. You may not be aware of that. In every society, in every country, there's a great and there's a small. Somebody was telling me about a few Christmases ago how her boss bought a Lamborghini. You know what a Lamborghini is? It was a Maserati Lamborghini for his son as a Christmas present. It's not a Canter, Mr. King. It's not a Canter. It's not a Canter. No, Lamborghini. Lamborghini is one of the fastest vehicles in the world, manufactured in Italy. You know, the Italians, a lot of Italians were mafias. Tony, isn't it? Mafia. So they need vehicles that when they come and thief from you, they can drive away faster. Yeah, so Italians actually make faster vehicles. Lamborghini, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari. Those cars, they run fast. Somebody here in Guyana, some of you, I mean, even bicycle. I mean, I'm sorry, but bicycle. Two wheel, it had no gas, no petrol, no engine, no carburetor, no wiper, no windscreen, no indicator, no brake, no fuel, no exhaust pipe. Two wheel bicycle, $15,000, $18,000. Yungat. That is why you need to hear what we are talking about. Yeah. There are some of us, the toilet you sit on, 16 people sit on the same toilet every day in your house. You may not understand or may not know that there are people who have their own toilets in their room. Yeah. Even though it's mother, father, children, everybody has a self-contained house. Whereas we are struggling with outside toilet, latrine. It's true. It's true. I told you of the day when I drove into the compound of the church, and you know, the young guys who are in the church, they opened the gate for me, and there were some guys outside, and they were saying that that time was President Ramota, Donald Ramota. So they said, Ramota, come. Because those outside were telling us that I am Ramota. And so the security guys, presidential guards, are opening the gate. And they were laughing at the boys. So when I got out of the car, then I called the boys and I started speaking to them. I said, you know what? Don't worry with them. These boys are people who never grew up in a house with a father with a vehicle. So they don't understand how daddy comes home and daddy doesn't have to get out of the vehicle when there are boys and children in the house. No. You have to open the gate for daddy to drive into the compound. I see, these are people who have lived in areas who have not grown up in a certain way. So they can't understand that there's a certain level of greatness where you come into a place and the gate is open for you and you drive into the compound. What is the use of children that you have given birth to when they are in the house and you are coming and they are sitting down watching you? The gate must be opened. And if opening gate for somebody is what you call greatness, then people are going to open gates for you in your vehicle. There's the great and there's the small. People were making noise when the government increased their salary by 250%. And then Christmas, they say 25,000. There's a great and a small. It's clear. You see, so you must understand, you must believe that God Almighty can make you greater also. In 2007, God is going to lift you up. He's going to establish you. He's going to make you significant. He's going to make you important. He's going to make you extraordinary. Hey. What's the use of a God who can't make us anything? I said, what is the use of a God who cannot make us great? If God cannot make us great, then we won't waste our time. But we know in the Bible that He made people great. And He's going to make you great. I said, He's going to make you great. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. I want to show you that God is the one who makes people great. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. We're going to study our greatness as we go along. And one of the things you will even have to understand is that sometimes you need to separate yourself from your family to become great. Yeah. Unlike some of you, everything is family. When you go to hell, go with family too. He said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2. He says what? Hey, Merry Christmas. And I will make of thee. You see, the greatness was linked to him leaving home. You follow family. You die alone. It is highly... Is the probability that even a husband and wife will die on the same day is very, very slim. Two people don't die on the same day. Like how Dr. Miles Moreau and his wife died the same day. It's very uncommon. It doesn't happen. So if you are on this earth living your life with people and joining with people, you're making a big mistake. Because sometimes God has to take you out of a family to make thee a great nation. As I live here, I don't have family. Mother, father, uncle. I don't have any sibling here. All I have is church people. Yeah, that's all I have. But at least I'm preaching and you are sitting down. Yeah. Hey, I don't have, my mother is dead, my father is dead. I was here when my mother died. I was here when my father died. All of them are dead. I have sisters all over the place. But I am in Guyana alone with my wife and children. And if you call greatness standing on stage and talking to people like you, then I'm great. I said, then I'm great. And it's God who does that. He said, I will make thee a great nation. It is God who makes people great. You see, irrespective of the fact that people win election and all of that, you see, all of that, it is connected to God, you know. The mistake we make in this life is when people become something, when people become important, when people become significant, they don't have insight to attribute or to identify the greatness and to say that the greatness has come from God. People make that error all the time. Because the Bible says, what have you that you did not receive? Who created you? Who created you? I mean, if you see, like, you know, PPP was around and they went to APNU, you think they came by their own power? It is God who brought them. The Bible says it is God who makes kings. All authority is from God, the Bible says. You may not believe it, but it's God who, the Bible says, he's the one who sets up kings. You may not be a Christian, or you may see somebody who's not a Christian and they have money. It is God. You see, but sometimes they attribute it to another god, or to another image, or another idol, thinking that that is the god that made them who they are. No, it is God. Greatness comes from God. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. You see, your name will never be forgotten in the history of Guyana.
Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight.
There are many people who are dead. Their name is gone. There are names that are still around. I mean, if you look at the name like Forbes, Burnham, I mean, no matter who comes, no matter how many years, we'll still hear about Burnham. Even Chedi, they can go and remove the research center and everything. The name Chedi is still around. Your name is going to be like that. I said, your name is going to be like that. Do not sit down and let 2017 come and believe that you are not going to become anything. You are going to become small. You are going to remain small. You are going to be insignificant. Get that idea off your mind. And believe God that God is able to make you into a great person. Somebody shout unto the Lord tonight. Sit down, please. What really makes a person great? What really makes a person great? Is it education? Is it? What is it? What makes a person great? Is it your connections or your disconnections? Is it your wig? Your purple or mauve wig? No, you have to understand how people become great. Because if you don't understand how people become great, you focus on the wrong thing. It's just like how, I mean, if you want to talk about relationships, how to be marriageable. You see, to be marriageable is not in your face powder. Otherwise, all of us will go and put face powder on our face and look for husbands and wives. It's not firm foundation or face foundation. It can wash off. And some people, when the foundation is on, you can't look at their face. You wake up in the morning with them on the bed. You run away. You run away. Because you'll be surprised what you are seeing in the morning. There was a small video clip that was going around. I don't know if you saw it. Some Chinese guy went to marry some lady. Did you see it? And after the wedding, they went to the room. And the guy went to sit on the bed. You know, he had done some press-ups. Was waiting. And the lady said, just now, right? And he went to stand in the mirror. And then took out the teeth. And he took out the eye wig. And he took off the wig. The guy blacked out immediately. I'm sure he was going to take all the things. The booty pop and all of that. Take everything away. You realize like this flat, straight. Yeah. What makes a person great? What really makes a person great? You know, you have to understand. Because sometimes when we don't know what makes somebody important, makes somebody marriageable, makes somebody become chosen. You see, what makes somebody choose you and says, I love you. I want you. I like you. I want to marry you. What makes those things happen? It's not the breast. No. It's not the breast. It's not the hips. It's not the face. No. As for breast, there are how many breasts in the world? If you count two, it's two, right? Two per person. Let's say women are what, about 4 billion? 2 by 4 billion. About 8 billion breasts around. It's not by breast. As for breasts, they are types. So which one do you really, I mean, how do you know that it's this one that is going to be chosen? No. So it cannot be by the breast. Yeah, they're the ones that are, please don't let me go there, I beg you. Let me preach my message. The main thing that makes a person great is blessings. A person who is blessed is a person who is great. Greatness is equal to being blessed. The Bible says it right there. Verse 1 and 2. God told Abraham, leave your country, leave your people, and to a place where I'm sending you. And he says, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. Anybody who is great is somebody who is blessed. Did you not read the Bible when it says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich? Anything you will get in this life that will make you great will be because you are blessed of God.
It's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. The Bible said, it added no sorrow.
If you are cursed, it's a different story. Anything you do will not work. Anything you do, then it will, you know, if you are cursed, it's a lot of trouble. But when you are blessed, your ways are prosperous. You see, people who were blessed in the Bible, you get it? Those people were envied. I mean, it was very clear. Laban, Jacob's uncle, told Jacob that, you see, I have learned by experience that God has blessed me through you. If you want to know really that it is blessings that make somebody great, we should go to Genesis chapter 26, and I'll just be finishing. Okay. Genesis chapter 26. It's the blessings of the Lord that make somebody great. Genesis chapter 26. Let's read verse 12. You see, when Isaac was old and he was about to die, then he called his son Esau and said that he should prepare one of his favorite venison soup for him, and he will eat it and will bless him. And the Bible says that when, is it Rebecca? It's Rebecca who heard that. And so went to call Isaac and said, Jacob, and said, Charlie, be fast and come and collect this blessings. He said, then Isaac sold in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. You see, Isaac here, he sowed because the Lord blessed him. He said, and the man waxed great. You see, the blessing made him wax great and went forward and grew until he became very great. But 13 comes from verse 12. 13 comes from verse 12. He said, and Isaac sowed in the land, in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold. How many of us will give an offering of 100,000 and you get the same time you get 100,000 extra? So it means that you give an offering of 100,000 and you get 200,000 in return. You got to be a blessed person to get those things. The Bible says that Isaac experienced such a case because he was what? He was blessed. 12, stay at 12. Because he was what? And the Lord blessed him, and he became great. Chapter 27, Genesis 27 was what I was looking for. Verse 33. Even by the, before we read that, you can even look at Jabez. Jabez also said the same thing. Bible said Jabez was a noble man. His mother gave birth to him out of pain, and the mother named him Jabez because she gave birth to him in pain. And Jabez prayed. One of the topics of his prayer was that, and that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. It is a blessing of the Lord that enlarges somebody. Genesis chapter 27. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. You see, Isaac knew what makes a person significant. And therefore, before he was going to die, it wasn't gold that he was going to give to his sons. It wasn't diamond. It wasn't vehicles. You see, rich people sometimes don't even pass on things to their children, really. Sometimes they, if you know Warren Buffett, one of the greatest, richest guys in the world, he gave most of his money to charity. But Isaac knew that even though whatever he has, It cannot make a person. You see, you can give what you have to somebody. If the person is not blessed, he wastes the things. Should I say it again? You can work hard. That's why Solomon said, all is vanity. Because you will live your life, you gather goods, and you don't know who you are going to pass it on to. Whether he's going to be wise or he's going to be foolish. Because the way you have worked hard and achieved things, sometimes our children, when you pass it on to them, because they didn't work that hard, they didn't understand what went on, they cannot really, I mean, appreciate the greatness of what you have passed on to them. Are you with me? So Isaac, Esau came to Isaac and said, please, I have come with a soup. And then Isaac said, what do you mean? So who brought soup for me to bless him? And he said, yeah. And that person that I have blessed, he shall be blessed. You go to the next verse. He says what? He says, quickly, we have. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. Hey, what kind of cry is that? Great and exceeding bitter cry. Because your mother has blessed Pinky and didn't bless you. No, you may easily not understand. If mommy says, Pinky, you are blessed. Shorty say, Minke. It's not me problem. No. Esau, when he heard that the blessings that were supposed to be for him has been given to his brother. The Bible says that not only did he cry, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. And said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he says in verse 35, quickly. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. He says what? And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath deceived or supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he had taken away my blessing. And he said, has thou not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 41, quickly. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. The words of Isaac's mouth, Isaac is saying that those words have made Isaac greater and bigger than his senior brother. He says, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing, not because of the vehicle, not because of the diamond, not because of the gold, but because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. He said, my father is going to die. Then when he dies, I will kill Jacob. Why? Because of a blessing. Because it is a blessing that makes you different from somebody else. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes it rich. It is the blessing of the Lord that will make you great. Receive a blessing tonight. I said, receive a blessing tonight. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord establish you. May he make you exceedingly great in 2017. Stand to your feet, somebody, tonight. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Thank God for 2017. We are already in 2017. 5 minutes past 12. It's 2017. The year of greatness. The year of greatness. The year of greatness. The year of greatness. The year of great things. Greatness, oh God. The year of great things. Thank God. Somebody lift up your voice. Thank God for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March 2017. It's a great month. Thank God for 2017. Yes, it's a new year. It's a fresh page. A fresh chapter. A clean sheet. A clean sheet for you and I to start again. To start again. What a God we have. What a God we have. Thank you. Another 12 months.
another 365 days, you shall be made great. The blessings of the Lord are upon your life. You shall be great. You shall be made great. You are going to soar. Thank God for 2017. Thank God for life. Thank God for long life. Thank God. Kebrese keberebendes. Raba satabaraba kabranda. Rebese keberebebe. Robo satabaraba kabraba sataya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2017. Thank you, Lord. 2017. Thank you for 2017. My year of greatness. Our year of greatness. Our year of greatness. Rebe setebelebebe. Rakabaraba satabaya baba. Rababa setebelebebe. Rebe setebelebe. Kayabaraba sataba. Rakabaraba sata. Rebelebe sete. Rabo sotoborobo. Rababa sataya. Rebebebe setebelebe. Rababa satabaraba. Before I pray for you, I just want every eye closed. You are here tonight, you are not saved. Greatness comes from knowing God and being blessed by God. God blessed Joseph. He became great in the land of Egypt. God blessed David. He killed a giant that nobody could stand. Before the greatness of the God becomes your portion, you need to be saved. You need to be born again. You need Jesus in your life. We have 365 days. New, fresh. That it's like you are writing and you don't have the need to erase. You don't have the need to cancel anything. It's fresh. 1st January 2017 is here. You want to start this year fresh with God. You want to start this year fresh with Jesus in your heart. Pastor, tonight, I don't want to leave this service the same as I came. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, Pastor, 2017, I want it to be a different year for me. I want Jesus. I need Jesus. I want to be somebody who has Jesus in my heart. Somebody who has eternal life. While every eye is closed, every head is bowed, you are that person. You want to start it well with Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, I want to be saved. I need Jesus. 2017, I don't want it to be the same like 2016. Just your right hand up high. Wherever you are standing, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand and you are serious, I want you to come to me. Come to the front with your hand lifted up like that. Come with your hand like that. Come. Clap for them as they come. Come to me. Leave your seat and come. Wherever you are, come to the front. God bless you. Come. God bless you right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. It's a new year. It's a new opportunity. Don't miss it. Don't miss this great time. Oh, clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. So many people. Oh, folks, put your hands together for the Lord. My God. My God, on 1st January. What a day. And what a time. What a moment to be saved. Maybe you are still standing in a congregation. You need to come. Come now, very quickly. Come very quickly. God bless you. Put your hands together for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them. Wow. Where would all these people would have been without a second chance? 1st January 2017. Close your eyes. Everybody, just close your eyes with me. If you are coming, come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. You may never know. You may never know. Bible says our days are 70. If by strength you get to 80. We never know when we will die. This is a very, very important decision you are making. The first hours of this year. First hours of this year. I'll need a lot of pastors to be on standby to take some names and details quickly before we pray. Close every eye and pray this prayer with me. Church, joining us, we all pray this prayer together. You know, say this prayer from the bottom of your heart. It takes a simple prayer and your life is changed forever. Say with me, Heavenly Father,
I am a
sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
I believe with my heart.
And I confess with my mouth
that Jesus Christ died for me.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I believe Jesus is still alive.
I open my heart
and I invite Jesus Christ
to come into my heart
on this first day of January
2017.
I invite Jesus Christ
to come and take over my life
and be my Savior and my Master.
I surrender to Jesus.
I surrender my all to Jesus.
And I belong to Jesus from now.
I belong to Jesus from now.
I believe with all my heart
that by this prayer,
I am born again.
I am born again.
I have become a child of God.
I am a brand new person.
And I'm ready for greatness.
I believe with all my heart
that Jesus is on my side.
I believe with all my heart
that my name is written
in the book of life.
Thank you, Father,
for this great opportunity
to start 2017
in this way.
I promise
that I will serve you.
I will follow you, Jesus,
for the rest of my days.
Thank you, Father,
for saving my soul
and hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.